USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I have no comments, just saying it's great to be home, great to be back with all my colleagues, and I think we're going to get a lot done.
President Biden's comments before leaving Capitol Hill on Wednesday, the president meeting with Senate Democrats to discuss their $3 trillion budget that they released late Tuesday. Republicans have lots of problems with that plan, including Republican Senator John Barrasso, who tells Fox Business,
radically high increase in taxes, which will hit every family, with the kind of inflation on top of what we're seeing now, with these high numbers now, this will be child's play compared to what we're going to get if they do all this additional spending. Plus, the amount of money going on to the debt of our kids and grandkids is going to be massive.
The White House also saying they're still reviewing U.S. foreign policy relating to Cuba following this weekend's mass protests. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Despite a promise by the Biden administration to end new drilling on federal land, approvals are up.
Approvals for companies to drill for oil and gas on U.S. public lands are on pace this year to reach their highest levels since the 2000s. Because vast fossil fuel reserves already are under lease, President Biden's actions did nothing to slow drilling on public lands and waters that account for about a quarter of U.S. oil production. The Interior Department approved about 2,500 permits to drill on public and tribal lands in the first 6 months of the year, with 2,100 drilling approvals since Biden took office, according to government data from the Interior Department. If the recent trends continue, the feds could issue close to 6,000 permits by the end of the year. New Mexico and Wyoming had the largest number of approvals. Montana, Colorado, and Utah had hundreds each. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Game 3 of the NBA Finals between the Milwaukee Bucks and Phoenix Suns tips off tonight, just after 9 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is leading a charge in the Senate to maintain a Trump-era policy that allowed for the swift expulsion of illegal immigrants at the border based on the potential threat to public health due to the coronavirus pandemic. In March 2020, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a Title 42 expulsion order to prevent the spread of COVID-19 across the southern border, which the Biden administration has been reportedly considering ending. Something Cruz is not a fan of.
Well, we're hearing concerning reports that the Biden administration intends to end enforcement under Title 42. Title 42 is the legal authority that allows you with illegal immigrants when they come to expel them and expel them quickly because of the pandemic. And the Biden administration is making noise. They want to end that. I've introduced legislation this week to maintain the protections of Title 42. Listen, there's still a global pandemic. Many Americans have gotten vaccinated. I've gotten vaccinated. But a lot of the people coming here illegally, they haven't. And as we see new variants of this disease, we've seen the disaster of Joe Biden's open border policy.
NFL cornerback Richard Sherman is in police custody after allegedly trying to force his way into a family member's home near Seattle. Officers were called to a home where they found Sherman outside and he allegedly resisted arrest before being taken into custody. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.